mystery theories that have little connection to the actual world. The ultimate trump card for the defenders of neoliberalism, however, is that there is no alternative. Communist societies, social democracies, and even modest social welfare states like the United States have all failed, the neoliberals proclaim, and their citizens have accepted neoliberalism as the only feasible course. It may well be imperfect, but it is the only economic system possible. Earlier in the 20th century, some critics called fascism capitalism with the gloves off, meaning that fascism was pure capitalism without democratic rights and organizations. In fact, we know that fascism is vastly more complex than that. Neoliberalism, on the other hand, is indeed capitalism with the gloves off. It represents an era in which business forces are stronger and more aggressive and face less organized opposition than ever before. In this political climate, they attempt to codify their political power on every possible front, and as a result, make it increasingly difficult to challenge businesses, and next to impossible, for non-market, non-commercial, and democratic forces to exist at all. It is precisely in its oppression of non-market forces